This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Of a global corporate authoritarian consolidation, takeover, design collapse, and only exposing it will defeat it. I went to the dentist this morning to get fitted for one of my implants. I'm grinding my teeth off to bloody nubs. And I talked to an old couple, talked to a young couple, talked to the two dental hygienists, and talked to the doctor. And they all knew that COVID is a scam, and they're using the deaths from other things in the COVID column. And they all knew about basically the Great Reset, and they just didn't know what to do about it. So there is a level of understanding, but this is criminal what's happening. And this is all the Great Reset. This is all the UN world government takeover. This is 21st century war. And these are the guys that say we can't have national borders, and that we got to take migrants, quote, into our homes, and we got to let drag queen story time out with our kids, but that we've all got to have COVID passports to travel even inside the country and not even start your car. That's where all this is going. It's all being announced. It's insane. We're going to lay it all out today, but Owen Schroyer, that hosts the War Room, does a great job weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m., and then comes back to Sunday Live after my Sunday show, 6 to 8. He does 2 hours after I go live, 4 to 6. And so, and he had a pretty good rant nailing it on what's happening with the wall going up around the Capitol. So here is that report. We'll come back. Start your engines to the main transmission. This is a big broadcast today. Very, very important. 120 hours left till the communist Chinese agent is installed.
Folks, they're now building barriers around the Capitol building, around the grounds, so that you can't even get within 500 yards of the Capitol. So the traitors, the biggest criminals in the United States work in Congress. The biggest criminals that stole our election are in Congress. And so it's so typical. This is what happens in third world dictatorships. This is what happens in authoritarian regimes. They build up barriers to protect themselves from the people because they're criminals. Yeah, the people hate the government. You suck. You have sold us out. You have robbed us dry. You have taxed us without representation. You've given our money to foreign countries. You've stolen our elections. You've shut down our businesses. You have destroyed us, and we know it. We know who the criminals are. They live in D.C. They serve in the halls of Congress, and we're so pissed, and we know it. So now you're building huge infrastructure, huge big walls to protect your criminal behavior from us. And it's disgusting.
Traitor! Traitor!
But it's not going to stop the truth from coming out, and it's not going to stop the people from being informed and angry. But see, now they're going after the information control system of social media, and they're just banning everybody. They tested it with InfoWars. We told you they'd do everybody else. The president didn't listen. His administration told him not to listen to us. Now it's here. So how are you going to have the revolution when you can't communicate? And they say they're going to take the Parler app off of smartphones. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what makes me so sad, that they pit us against the police and they pit us against one another, when the real enemies are the ones betraying us in the halls of Congress. The real enemies are the ones lying to us consciously in the media every night. And they all know it. And we all know it. But see, they still have control of the infrastructure to protect themselves. They still own the judges. They still own the police commissioners. They still own it all. So they still have their fingers and feet on the levers of power until we wake up, until we unite, until we take action. And I can feel it. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be rough and tumble. We're going to make mistakes. But this is the American way. This is all about self-government. And you know what? Maybe America falls. Maybe the flag falls. But I tell you what. Human freedom, self-government, free market. That's what's successful. That's what people want.
and that will be restored.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Everything is coming into crystal clear view now. It's all out in the open. The great time of revelation is taking place. The enemy is striking. Wow, we have Jack Dorsey caught secretly by Project Veritas, communicating with, he believed, the top executives at Twitter about how they're going to censor everybody. And this is just the beginning, banning Trump. We've got the Mexican president coming out saying he's going to lead a global movement, Trump should have done this, to stop big tech from abusing the people and censoring everyone, and that this is a criminal combine that is one of the greatest dangers the world's ever seen. That's what Ted Cruz says, too. It's true, by the way. I mean, this is classic, like, if tyranny was a liquor, it's 200 proof, folks. That means 100% liquor. No non-alcohol. This is pure. This is rocket fuel. And everything they're doing is just classic Godzilla-level corruption. I mean, it's King Kong-level, whatever you want to call it. It's colossal. And we're just sleepwalking over the edge of a cliff, and they're just making their move. And the global inflationary bubble is completely insane. And what Joe Biden is announcing is completely insane. And I'm just sitting here not even hating Joe Biden, not even hating Hillary Clinton. I'm just thanking God every day that I'm not them and not involved in the incredible evil they're involved in. Because these are enslaved, demonically controlled people. I always try to do this. I'm never successful at it. But I just think I want to start the show by just reading you from the stacks, because I went through all of these stacks. We're talking probably 200, 300 articles here. I looked at all of these. I probably read 50 of them, but I scanned over the rest. And it's just all over the top. Here. Let's just look at this stack first right here. I spent an hour just on this little darling right here from InfoWars.com, which has got links to mainstream, Reuters, you name it, foreign news, Norway TV. 23 dead in Norway after taking COVID vaccine. And they said, that's okay, it's going to kill some people. See, they're now just normalizing the death. That's just one article here. Study. COVID lockdown harms are 10 times greater than benefits and causes more people to die from suicide, drug addiction, drug overdose, and more. But that's okay. Microsoft Big Tech Coalition developing Rockefeller-funded COVID passports. They're already studied and deployed in communist China. It's all admitted. It's called the Vaccine Credential Initiative. But don't worry. Biden's got the Rescue America package. He's going to rescue us with ongoing lockdowns and teaching us to have a universal basic income. You're like, oh, I live free at this Hilton, and I get three meals a day. Man, I'm really being taken care of. Yeah, you're a prisoner. That's what this is. We tell you when you can leave your house. We tell you how much food you get. And robots tell you when you can go on vacation. I mean, this is all being announced. This is the technocracy. I hate technocracies. Well, there you go. Total tyranny. New Jersey seizes 100% of Jim's assets for defying COVID lockdown, despite Supreme Court rulings and Supreme Court state rulings around the country saying what New Jersey's done is illegal. They seize 100% of the Jim that said we're essential, we're not going bankrupt. Even after government payments have ended, they're saying we're not going to give you payments to survive, which is bad enough. You just got to shut down. Oh, but your bills are still due. That's putting a gun to your head. CDC projects up to 90,000 U.S. COVID deaths in the next 3 weeks. Oh, guess how many people die on average? About 9,000 a day. Guess what the worst day of the week for death is? Saturday. Guess what the worst month of the year for deaths is? Up to 15,000 deaths a day. It's, you guessed it, January. Look it up. I did this morning. We've hired, again, an actuary mathematician. We've got the numbers, but I'm getting them broke down more, but it's just what we thought. More deaths in 2018 than there were in 2019. Actually went down some that year. And then 61,000 more deaths in the year 2020. And if you cut out population increase, the normal increase in deaths each year, and take out part of the suicide increase, well, you have less people dying. So basically, the same amount died. But the public doesn't understand statistics, 370 million people, that, hey, 10,000 of those are coming in a day and are going out a day, baby. Don't fear the reaper. They're coming in, they're coming out. They're coming in, they're coming out. Almost everybody I know and grew up and loved is dead. It wasn't from COVID. Coming in, going out. The idea of, I saw this billboard this morning for Seton Medical Centers, and it said, control the uncontrollable. Wear your mask. It's just a... you can't. It's a lie. But it's like, I have value. I wear a mask all the time. You show these people statistics, they go, I don't care. It's mine. It's my value. They think it's like $1 billion to wear the mask, even though statistically it gives them bacterial pneumonia. Meanwhile, U.S. COVID hospitalizations post first drop in months. The new normal. Chinese citizens have to scan a tracking app to re-enter their own homes. Paul Joseph Watson has the article. It links to lockdownskeptics.org and the official Chinese government saying you have to scan a QR code to come and go from your home. And again, you sit there and you tell the maskies and people into all this that, hey, you're being incrementally enslaved, incrementally programmed for all this. And they go, no, I'm not. And I go, well, they're going to come out with global travel passports, medical passports, global ID. They're going to make you take up to 5 shots a year. It doesn't even protect you. Here's the studies. And they just don't care because they don't think 2 or 3 steps. People are very lazy, especially women. And that's statistically. I'm not saying women are bad, but they're very trusting. That's why when any foreign group ever took over a culture, they kill all the adult men because they're not going to go along and keep the women. And it's women, on average, serving the beast. It's also women that are fighting it. It's all statistical. But men are even lazier today. Continuing, new normal, Chinese citizens have to scan their tracking app to re-enter their homes. Isn't that just darling? Another fake poll. Some polls show 80% will take the vaccine. 75% of Americans want vaccine passports. Uh-huh. What if 75% wanted to blow their heads off? Should we help them do it? New York restaurants clinch legal win against Cuomo's COVID not lockdown. Court says they are essential. He can't keep them closed. But these people don't care. They just keep doing it. Defiant New Jersey Jim has bank account wiped by Democrat governor. Look at that little slimy rat. And it just goes on and on and on from there. Commodity boom isn't about economic growth. It's about inflation. Absolutely. That's just some of the COVID news we're going to be covering today. That's just one of the stacks. 23 dead in Norway. And they admit, they say, yeah, the vaccine killed them. And they actually say, but they were old. Oh, it killed them, but they were old. Remember, they want to get rid of old people. They want euthanasia. They want to call off everybody. They know there'll be more money for young people if we do that, but no, there'll be less for you too. When we build up scalable economies that care about taking care of people and they're complex and that are loving, we have a renaissance economy. We have a barbarous economy where we kill babies and kill old people and all this. We're in a nightmare economy. And if you think a society that will treat old people or children or the mentally handicapped badly, well, then how are you going to be treated? And Christ told the disciples, suffer the little children. That doesn't just mean be sweet to children. It means mentally handicapped people, people that you're in control of, people that aren't as smart as you. You abuse them and you hurt them. God says, I hate you more than anybody, and it'd be better for you to tie a giant boulder around your neck right now and throw it in the ocean. I'm going to get your butt. And this whole system is based on dumbing people down so you can hurt them and control them. So that's just some of the COVID stack. That's one stack. I've got the martial law stack. I've got the censorship stack. I've got the Trump getting ready to leave the White House and then putting lies out that he's stealing Abraham Lincoln statues. I mean, it's all Trump's declassifying. He just did a bunch of key stuff. It's all coming up on this Friday, January 15th, Global Transmission. 5 days left in the 79 days of hell.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Segment. I want to say something about President Trump right now, then I'll hit all the news. There are so many people that enjoy throwing Trump under the bus. There are so many people that now that he's had the election stolen from him and is being demonized and attacked and has such a hellish future ahead of him, and this giant lynch mob of federal prosecutors and state prosecutors that are promising to put him in jail with all these trumped up charges. People are jumping ship on Trump, and they're doing it in a really smart way. Oh, Trump was never hardcore enough. Trump wasn't a purist. Trump couldn't get everything done the way we wanted. Trump made mistakes. When clearly he was an anti-globalist, clearly he was the president, clearly he actually tried to expand the country's success and wealth and tried to make better deals with China and turned our coal plants back on that are beautiful and do such a great job giving us cheap, inexpensive, high-quality energy. He signed executive orders massively curtailing child trafficking, sex trafficking. I mean, the list goes on and on. And as Christ said, when you are good, you will be persecuted. So you're blessed if you're persecuted by the world. And so I support Trump more now that he doesn't have as much power. I support Trump more now because he's being persecuted. Because that's what the spirit in me says to do. That doesn't mean I don't point out the incredible mistakes Trump made, and I've made mistakes as well. But my spirit tells me Trump's good. My spirit tells me to support Trump. That's why when some people have said, oh, Jones supports Trump because of money, or Jones supports Trump because his audience wants that, that's not the case. I have been persecuted. I have been sued over 50 times. I have been lied about. I have been physically attacked because I've supported Trump. Hey, but hey, listen, all the people that were the armchair quarterback, conservatives and patriots and people, you're not going to have Trump to kick around anymore, okay? You're going to have a communist Chinese agent, okay? And so we'll see how you like that, because this man needs our prayers. He's gone through hell, and they're coming after him. And believe me, if they can censor him and if they can put him in prison, they can put you in prison. They're going to use him as the example of tearing a former president apart because he wasn't a globalist to scare any other populist leaders in the world to not be like Trump or Bolsonaro. And they can't make Bolsonaro back off. That guy's even tougher than Trump. I'm not going to go into it, but he's fearless. So they don't grow on trees like Bolsonaro and Trump. And this is real evil we're facing. And so folks need to understand that it's coming in to shut everything down. There's a global revolution against the New World Order. Globalism is a consortium of corporations that do not want free market. They want fascist monopoly to carry out eugenics. People are like, what's a globalist? I call them globalists because they call themselves globalists starting in the 70s of Benjamin Brzezinski. Globalist believes in global government. Not international man and libertarianism, and you can travel and live wherever you want, and there's standardized systems. I'm all for that as long as it's free market, and as long as people agree to it, and it's not authoritarian. But the Great Reset and saying you're not essential and shutting down small businesses and coming with forced inoculations, and all of this is authoritarian globalism. Technocracy in their own words. And so we have to pray for President Trump, and I hope he'll pray for InfoWars as well, because we're all in this together, and the truest thing Trump ever said is, listen, they don't hate me, they hate you. I'm just standing between them and you, and they've got to come through me. And that's absolutely true. They say you will own nothing, you will have nothing, robots will control your life because you're dirty, you're bad. So the freedom starts with not wearing your mask. I went to a dental office this morning, didn't wear a mask, educated everybody there, stayed there 20 minutes longer to talk to everyone, and because humans are supposed to talk, and we're supposed to warn people, and I used the mask issue of wear your mask to talk to all those people I came in contact with, and when I walked out, I wasn't wearing a mask. And when I walked out, they weren't wearing their mask. So that's what human intelligence is about. It's about leadership. It's not about how the strong man stumbled. And while the critics sat up there in the bleachers that Teddy Roosevelt talked about, it's about what we do now together. And we put Trump in. Populists put him in. Imagine him is like an arrow we fired. Is every little feather on the back of the arrow perfect? Is the point perfectly straight? Is the shaft of the wood of the arrow the best arrow ever made? No. But we set Trump to the bow. We pulled back. We released. Trump fired and fired true and crippled the globalists and exposed them. The arrow went through, missed the heart, hit a lung. The enemy's coughing blood up metaphysically. They're in trouble. And they need to defeat us now decisively or they're going down. So that's an arrow we fired. That's an arrow we summoned. Appreciate that arrow. The enemy needs you to forsake it so it can pull the arrow out. And then if you let them, they will break the arrow and metaphysically be healed. They want to take Trump, a victory of ours, and make us forsake our victory. And make us not stand with our victory. And when we join the timid souls in ganging up on him, we gang up on ourselves. We learn from his mistakes. We learn from our mistakes. But Trump was risen up and given to us by God. He was a sucker punch to the globalist. But Trump didn't create the revolution. He rode in on a surfboard on the waves that millions of us and our forebears created in the fight for liberty over thousands of years in this tidal struggle. And so, I could snap my fingers and come out against Trump and come out against the Second Amendment. And I can't get into details because it's private things that are done. That's just how the law works. As long as something is illegal, I will go have private meetings with the globalists and their minions. But I mean, I can snap my fingers and betray the Second Amendment, betray America, betray Trump. They make it so easy. Just come out against the Second Amendment just a little bit. Come out for red flag laws or come out for just against Trump a little or just leave radical Islam alone or just stop harping on this pedophilia thing all day. And all your problems will stop, Jones. Yeah, Jones, you can come back into the fold right now. Right now, Jones, you can come back in. Really, I can? Great. No, I don't want to come back in your fold. I've never been in your fold. I don't want to be in your fold, but that's where this is. People say, well, Jones, you just said red flag laws is one of their stipulations. Trump said he was for that. Trump said that so they would say we want total gun confiscation, and so he would shut it all down. I agree it was a mistake. I said it was. Whenever I talk about something Trump did, why he thought he did the right thing, I'm so you can get my take on why he did it. Doesn't mean I agree with it. He said, hey, you shouldn't have to take the vaccine. But, oh, here it is. Let's turn the economy back on because that's the main mission, is shut the economy back off. Doesn't mean I agree with him trying to defeat them in that capacity, and it failed. And he failed to do the right thing when it came to the censorship. And now he knows that, and now the whole world knows that. It doesn't matter now. We move on. Now it's Joe Biden, who is a fraud, who we will never accept, who is going to come after us hardcore. We have to get on the offense against him because he runs a globalist crime family against our nation and is fully compromised. So, Trump will be gone in 5 days. Trust the plan, right? Unbelievable. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars.com. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I I'm here to tell you as clear as day. They have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador is like, you call that a riot? Have you seen the Mexican riots we've got? Sometimes hundreds dead. That's what goes on. That's what happened in England. They used to have riots in England hundreds of years ago where half the city would burn. And I'm not even saying riots are good, but they're calling what happened at the Capitol last week Pearl Harbor, the end of the world. He says, what is this, the Spanish Inquisition? You kick a president off and his tweets weren't even bad? You people are crazy and you're dangerous. Now, why is he saying that? Because it is. And why is Merkel now saying, well, we're allowed to censor as the government, which she shouldn't do, but you can't, have these people doing it. And big tech is more powerful than governments now. It's authoritarian. So I say to the libertarians out there, I get your libertarian ideals, but once corporations become governmental, how do you have a check and a balance? Oh, start a new company. And then they kick you off of every company you've got. We've been kicked off of over 100 platforms. Parler says they may never come back up. Because if you take Parler, which is conservatives, liberals, you name it, gay, straight, everything, just a more libertarian platform like Twitter used to be, or Facebook just a few years ago, if you do that, then you get shut down. And that's how this works. I had a LinkedIn account that I guess one of the managers around here years ago set up so they could get more contacts for my contacts. Wasn't even authorized. They took that away from me because I'm not supposed to even be able to get a job. I'm an evil, red-blooded American. I'm bad. And how everybody wouldn't see that as a fundamental threat to themselves, what you let happen to me could happen to you. That's what empathy is. That's why when you see a kid run over in the street, you feel like your child just died because you have the same wiring. And if you didn't have empathy, you'd be a psycho. So remember, build your own platform. Really? They have leftist organizations like Media Matters and people that run scripts on our shopping cart with hackers trying to find out what we're using so they can take it down. They say, he shouldn't be allowed to operate. They run around tattling constantly, filing false reports that Jones is a terrorist and he needs to be arrested. Oh, and they're going to be really upset to hear this, and I'll get into the news. Overhead shot, please. Alex Jones, the FBI wants me to come in for questioning about the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Well, I've got some bad news for you. Our lawyers talked to the FBI. They just said, look, we have to follow every fake report. And the left has said, you did this, and we're just asking you, did you do it? We know, and no, we didn't. The left is reporting that we attacked the building and commanded it all. And so the FBI then has to make... So the crime is the left filing false reports. You think I'm scared? You ought to be scared that you think it's cool to do stuff like that. I've never filed a fake report on Media Matters. But the guy that bankrolls it, George Soros, has bought off over 500 district attorneys in this country that runs who gets charged and who doesn't. What if La Cosa Nostra was trying to control district attorneys? They might have controlled one in Boston, and it was a huge scandal with Whitey Bulger. They might have controlled one FBI agent and then the district attorney in Boston, and it's an international scandal to this day. Oh, but George Soros, he just runs almost every city, and it's all right. And you leftists, like, feel powerful that you're involved with that? Like, oh, that's cool. They're all over Twitter like, oh, Jones, we can't wait till you're in jail. Oh, it's going to be, oh, yeah, we got to re-educate everybody. We got to arrest all the conservatives. We got to take their children from them. The head lawyer, the chief counsel of PBS, billions in management, under management, sitting there like a super creepy, not saying he's a pedophile, I'm just saying he looks like one. Going in, we're just going to take the parents to re-education camps, and we're going to take their children. Oh, we're going to have their children, and their children are going to be with us. And then the head of the UN Rapid Response says, we got to go in the houses and take the children, because he just went, this weird little teeth. He's, there's all these videos of them, get their children. I mean, what the hell is going on here? And then the left, everyone wants to be signed on to all this. Paul Watson asked me, like, what's going on with Jack Dorsey? He says he's for free speech, and he hates the fact that Trump was censored. But then now there's this video where he's admitting it all, that he is censoring to his employees. He's like a man with a gun to his head. And I think that's basically it. He's blackmailed for whatever reason it is. And so I told Paul, why not just tell you this now? It's not like a bragging thing. I don't care. It's actually weird. I think it's strange. I've been told by two famous, prominent people that Jack Dorsey says Alex Jones is always right, and that I'm like his guru. And then there's this big famous Hollywood producer, I'm not going to go any further, this big music producer that like is like their guru, and then he's like listens to me all the time, and I'm being told this by two separate really famous people. And this is like a while back, and I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, you can't make up the weirdness level. So the reason I tell you the story now is there are a lot of people that work in the system that don't actually run anything anymore and are just a front person and have a gun to their head. And most men I found, when there's a gun to their head, either for real or financially or metaphysically, they go along. But then behind the scenes, they sneak around and try to fight the system. And I'm not saying that's Jack Dorsey. I'm not saying, but I'm like with one famous person. I was like, yeah, I was talking about Jack about you today and how great you are and how you're always right. I go, yeah, right. I'm always right. He goes, oh, here's a text message, Jack Dorsey. Plus, he talks about you all the time. And I'm just like, oh, really? And I got told that years ago, but this isn't about me bragging. It's the opposite of that. What weird-ass world is it that Jack Dorsey's obsessed with me? Well, of course they're all obsessed with this show. What are we talking about here? The real world, ladies and gentlemen. It's not me. Anybody can read The Great Reset. Anybody can go look up this stuff. I mean, the Mexican president says this is incredible tyranny. We've got to stop it. Well, of course he's right. I don't care if he's a socialist. What matters is that you recognize truth, ladies and gentlemen. And we have out-of-control tyranny attacking us. You think Joe Biden's a real socialist when he works with the communist Chinese, where they have hundreds and hundreds of billionaires, and then they work families to death? No, that's not communism. That's not socialism. Will it end up helping the Mexicans at the end of the day? They got a socialist that actually tries to take some of the incredible wealth. Mexico's the richest country in the world as far as their elite is the richest elite per capita for their population size of anywhere in the world. Why are their people so poor? Because they keep them that way to control them. Could this guy fix it somehow by divesting it back to the people? Maybe. But it usually goes the way of Venezuela. Free market's the way to go, but they never had an original revolution to get land and the means of production into the people's hands. And the way to get the means of production into the people's hands is not communism and some central committee of professors that don't know how to wipe their ass distributing money. You distribute the means of production into the middle class that vibrantly then competes, and that produces wealth. The problem is it then produces incredible decadence. Okay, I'm done ranting. I've got so much to hit when we come back, and I've not plugged. And if I don't plug, we're not going to be here. This is the last day to get $850 off on a high-quality year supply of food that's fresh and ready to ship to you. You order it today, it'll be shipped up to you tomorrow or Monday. We have it all in stock in the warehouses, in four warehouses across the U.S., 2020 prices in the year 2021, My Patriot Supply, the prices will go up some next week. And so this is last year's prices with $850 off the year supply. There's a bunch of other discounts, too, on water filters, air filters, and there's a discount on 6 months. And here it is. It's $70 off a four-week supply. 3 months supply is $200. 6 months supply is $400. 1 year supply is $850. Alexa Pure Breeze, four-stage ion filter, $130 off. I mean, I told them they ought to just go up on prices. They're lower than the whole market on air filters and food, and then we don't get any profit. I'm literally telling them to raise prices. I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just this is ridiculous. So last time to do it, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got a bunch of other big specials that are going to end very, very soon as well. I'm not sure when, but soon. Supermel Vitality, X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, Pure Turmeric Extract, the liquid, all of it, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, I didn't tell you that Jack Dorsey's story to sound powerful or cool. I don't want to be part of Hollywood. I don't want to be part of the Washington power structure. It really is true that you cannot register or fathom how popular InfoWars really is now. And that was all God's plan. And that was all you keeping us on air. All of us together was a team effort. And it's an extremely dangerous position to be in as well. But almost all these liberal talk show hosts that attack me, they actually listen. I remember Mike Cernovich about 4 years ago, he was visiting here. He says, don't you know they all love you and they all listen all the time? And don't you know all those big people like Jack Dorsey and all them are huge fans? And I'm like, dude, stop trying to build my ego up. I don't want to hear this. That's bull. It's all true. But Cernovich was like, you just shouldn't be as hardcore. We ought to get it where we get them on our side. And then I had other big famous people tell me this, way more famous than him. And I was like, really? So that's what I'm saying is there's a big struggle in the power structure and a lot of people that aren't devil worshipers. I mean, look, you look at Hillary Clinton, that's a devil worshiper. You look at her, you look at her actions, you just see it. Jack Dorsey, no. You think, is that guy trying to act like Obi-Wan Kenobi? I don't know. But you get kind of an Obi-Wan Kenobi vibe, not the pedophile vibe. But that's what I'm saying is our spirit already knows what's going on here. Our subconscious, whatever you want to call it, is powerful. Hundreds of times. Thousands of times we're powerful in our conscious mind. And it's so crazy because this really happened. I remember about a year ago visiting my wife's mother in San Diego. And so her house is little. So we said, well, let's go to this nice country club that has a hotel. Beautiful place. It was the Fairmount. Beautiful hotel and a golf course. We could walk around the golf course and stuff. And I remember there were all these chemtrails, all the chemical spraying that they add to the jet fuel. And it's all in the patents. And it's all in the Nobel Prizes. I mean, it's been going on since the mid-90s. It's a perfect case of this industrial globalist takeover, how it's just there, and the general public doesn't know, but it's hidden in plain view. And I said, man, I ought to have a website or a podcast. I told my wife this called Chemtrails and Country Clubs. Because you're here in this beautiful country club, these beautiful pools, beautiful statues, five-star hotel. I never stayed somewhere that nice. And there's chemtrails everywhere. And it's just raining down on everyone. And it's that symbol of how this has happened to everyone. So then I get up about 5 a.m. I go get on the computer, I'm doing research, and I see, oh, well, that's it. This big pop star, she must be an Alex Jones listener because her new album is called Chemtrails Over the Country Club. Lana Del Rey. And man, then the music video halfway in has a turn. I'm going to play it at the end of the hour, or the end of the next hour. And it goes into Jeffrey Epstein devil worship. Wow. See, that's what I mean. What we're covering here isn't the hottest thing in entertainment, because it's not entertainment. What we're here covering is the awakening of humanity to the hidden that is now being brought up against us. So it's an amazing time to be alive. Larry Pinkney is one of the greatest patriots I know. He's been a political prisoner. He's been to the ringer. He's one of the original founders of the Black Panther Party, not the new Black Panther Party that's just a black KKK group run by the feds and run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, but the real group. And he always has a lot to say about what we're witnessing, what's unfolding. He'll be with us. And then I'm trying to get him on for a year. People have been asking, where is Steve Quayle? I don't know. I really admire Steve Quayle as well. He's a really smart guy. Steve Quayle will be with us in the third hour. I kind of call him the anti-Q. You know, you're always being told everything's fine by Q and trust the plan and don't worry about it. Well, Steve Quayle's kind of the anti-Q. he's definitely not a Q person. And, you know, Quayle never told me this, but then I ran into real spooks and like real famous ones, and they go, "Oh yeah, you don't know who Steve Quayle is? He's something else." So Steve Quayle's had a long lifetime. Let's just leave it at that, and seen a lot, and he is a smart guy. And I knew the guy 27 years ago. He was one of the first guests I ever had on, and I had no idea back then what a visionary he was. But he knew how to get his message out in a pop way, so that it would actually get on national TV and things. So he'll give us his take on the world coming up in the third hour. I have another great friend of mine, and that is a guy that we talk to every week, and that is Dr. Nick Begich, whose father was murdered, his brother's been a U.S. senator, and who has trailblazed all these top science systems being used to manipulate us, the 5G, all of it. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today ahead of the war room. The big news is now at InfoWars.com. And it's exactly what I told you that I personally witnessed, because I know the cut of somebody's jib. I saw over 100 skinny jeans, Antifa types that I would call the upper crust, usually graduate students, sons of U.S. senators, you know, kind of the mafia of these people. But they look like vampires, just like the lower level meth head ones, but they're usually about 6'1", 6'2", but real skinny. Kind of Count Dracula-ish. I got on the elevator with some time before last in D.C. I was just shocked by how evil they were without their mask on. So it's kind of the children of the Satanist. And I saw them there. And I got there 30 minutes after it started. And so I said, looks like Antifa. Now they've had a lot of arrests of Antifa that were posing as Trump people that did help break in and did say burn it down, did try to, and did egg the woman on to crash through the window that got shot. I mean, it's he's been indicted for that. And so the article's breaking at InfoWars.com right now. Feds admit Capitol siege was planned in advance by Trump haters, not Trump supporters. The planning was done by Antifa posing as patriots online using the Q-tard boards to hijack not what the Q Lord was saying, because the Q Lord doesn't want to get in trouble, but what Antifa posing as Q priest, Q leaders were doing. And I don't think the Q shaman was involved, but it just shows that they all call themselves shamans. This is an esoteric religion. And the standard thing to attack me when I criticize Q is, oh, you don't like competition. Let me explain something. As this show went mainstream, by the world woke up to the truth, we were exploding already. Q helped us so much. Q brought us so many new listeners. The Q movement made it fun and non-threatening for people that can't face this evil and think that we could lose. They wanted to hear, we can win. And so I started thinking, well, maybe Q's all right about a year ago because it's getting so many people on board. But then as I realized, no, they're going to betray us at the end with violence and make people stand down so Trump doesn't get reelected, I saw it as a problem. No, it hurts me and our audience to talk about Q, but I have to do it. I have to do it. It's not the average woman or man. A lot of my crew have fathers that are engineers. For whatever reason, a lot of people that work here's fathers are chemical engineers, electrical engineers, you know, with doctorate degrees from major universities. They all loved it. They all, because it's designed to be augmented reality. A lot of the stuff was in there is real. Real U.S. intelligence was in Q, but not what you thought. It was giving you intel, so you'd see a lot of it is true. But at the end, it's like putting the big juicy worm on a hook. And I'm a bass saying, don't eat that Bob or, you know, Ralph, whatever the other bass. That's got a hook in it, and they'll take you up to a whole other galaxy, a whole other dimension. It's weird. You'll die. They'll eat you. He's like, oh, shut up. There's nothing up there. That's a juicy worm. You bite it, and you got a hook in your mouth. A lot of the info's real. It's a big juicy worm, but there's a big metal spike inside there with a hook on it. So that's where we're at. So we're going to break all that down with Larry Pinkney coming up in the next hour. And so much more. Trump is set to declassify today. They're saying they'll drag their feet. Don't worry. All the FBI files on Russiagate, devastating stuff. But, I mean, hell, Hunter Biden laptop's so devastating. They don't deny that's him going, I work for the Chinese intelligence. I'm under criminal investigation with my daddy. Oh, the head of Alibaba is missing. Mama. I mean, these are a bunch of spoiled lawyers. Biden's just going to sit in there and, like, literally just go, I don't get $50 million a month now. I get $1 million a month. That's all Biden's going to do is stare at his bank account numbers and like a little demon and then molest children. I mean, that's all these. I mean, this guy's in photos molesting his niece. We got the diaries of the daughter, all of it, with daddy screwing her and all the rest of it. I mean, and look, people are like, oh, they're going to come after you, Jones. You help. Whatever. I don't care. Don't you get it? I'm done with you people. I will not be crying. Oh, please don't come get me. Mama. So as bad as a lot of stuff is, it's also good. For every action, there's an opposite evil reaction. And as evil rises, good is rising as well. Hour number two is 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.